Hello, friends, and welcome to a Monday mini episode of It's Not All Rainbows. I'm your host, Lindsay Goodman. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach, and I'm also a survivor of abuse in a queer relationship. I'm here to help you figure out what's really going on in your relationship, to help get you out and on the road to recovery. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the label that we want to have for our abusers. Do you really need one? Or is that possibly holding you back? Let's dive in.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many people who are in abusive relationships or who have just left abusive relationships or toxic relationships or horrible relationships or wherever they're at in the process in terms of understanding what was really going on want a specific label for their abuser. They want a diagnosis. They really want someone to validate them and say, yes, that person is a narcissist. And know that I was the exact same way. It's almost like we feel like we need a diagnosis to be able to leave or to be able to actually go no contact and start moving on. We need that. Yes, we need that validation at the time. A lot of us feel like we need that validation to actually just be seen as victims and survivors of abuse. But on top of that, it almost feels like it's the last puzzle piece that we're waiting for to actually be able to leave. And so what can happen is when we're waiting for someone to tell us that, yes, that person was or is a narcissist, we can be holding ourselves back from leaving. We can be holding ourselves back from healing. So, for example, if you're still in the abusive relationship and you're just still questioning things and you're like, well, I think they might be a narcissist. I looked it up. They meet a lot of the criteria for it, but I'm just not sure because X, Y, and Z. For example, when I first started looking up narcissism, one of the things that I read somewhere was that narcissists never apologize. And they do. I've talked about this before, but they do apologize when it serves them to do so. If it's a manipulation to get you to stop going on about whatever you're going on about, because you're so dramatic and making things up and blah, 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 which in reality, you have every right to be feeling and talking about whatever it is that's bothering you. But they'll apologize. They'll apologize to get you to shut up so that they can move on with whatever they need to get on to next without, of course, actually having any feelings of, you know, wanting to change or wanting to grow or actually feeling sorry. So it can hold us back because we're sitting there going, you know, I think this person's a narcissist, but I don't know for sure yet. And a lot of people will, and this is not a critique because, I mean, I have been there. A lot of people want to reach out to the people who are talking about narcissism and ask, is this person a narcissist? Can I send this video to you? Can I send these screenshots to you, can whatever, are they a narcissist? And I do have people do that and I completely understand why. And I always respond with, I can't answer that. We don't know. They probably will never have an actual diagnosis. They probably will never be seen because in order to do that, they have to be able to say something is wrong here. I need help. I want to know if there really is something going on with me, etc. And so we can be, like I said, keeping ourselves in these relationships, waiting for something that really isn't going to change anything. Or maybe we have already left. Maybe we're out of the relationship, but we are kind of obsessing. And I know that that's a really negative word, and that's not what I mean to say here. But for lack of a better term, we are now focusing a lot of our healing energy or our potential healing energy on trying to figure out if that person was a narcissist. And again, I've been there. We really want that because it feels like an answer that we need to be able to move on and to be able to heal. The important thing in both of these scenarios and what we can be doing instead is understand what abuse is, what abuse looks like, what is considered abuse, which I talk about a lot, but the easiest way for you to find out is to go to thehotline.org and click on their list of types of abuse, and they have each type of abuse and they spell each thing out for you. They give you lots of examples of emotional abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse, sexual coercion, all of that. So you can look through those lists and you can really be honest with yourself and say, yes, a lot of these boxes are being checked off by this person. This is what I have been experiencing. This is abuse. You don't need anyone else to tell you that it is abuse or that they are a narcissist, because you know what you've been through. Even though I know we've all been gaslighted for so long and we don't trust our intuition, but at the end of the day, if you can check off, yes, this person has taken my keys and locked me in the bathroom and not let me leave. Yes, this person has told me I'm dramatic, that it's all in my head, blah, blah, blah. Check all those things off because you know what you've experienced. And if it is abuse, which it probably is if you're listening to this podcast, and it probably is if you're reaching out to people to validate and tell you that it is abuse, the important thing, the most important thing, is that we learn to understand that this person is not going to change, the abuse is not going to stop, and that it's time to start making steps to getting ourselves out of these abusive relationships. I hope that makes sense. This is going to be a super short episode today because that's really all I need to say for this episode. I just want to remind you that the label of the person who is harming you is not important and not necessary for your healing. What's important is that we get you out of these situations and we get you on the road to healing. That is all for today's Monday Mini. I hope that this little nugget of information was exactly what you needed for that aha moment in your healing journey or your journey to getting away from your abusive partner or whoever that is in your life. Because again, this can really hold us back, and I really want you to be able to set yourself free. I will be back next week with more. Take care of yourselves and go drink some water.